trying to be like Jesus Christ. Sticking up for someone by Stephanie Fitzgerald. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. One day at school, my friends were making fun of a girl. I was trying to be nice to her because she had it kind of rough, and lots of kids were mean to her. When the bell rang at the end of the day, my friend said, "Hey, let's get her coat before she gets it and throw it in the boys' bathroom." I knew that this would not be nice and that it would make the girl feel very bad. I thought about what Jesus would want me to do, and I told them that it would not be a nice thing to do. They did it anyway, and it made me feel very bad. The girl was really sad and asked them to get it back. They just laughed and ran off. I told the girl that I was sorry they were so mean to her and that she was my friend. I got her coat for her. I'm glad I stuck up for her. I know that I did what Jesus would want me to do, and I am very glad. Muffins for the Bishop by Tanner Towell. One Sunday after church, I told my mom, "Our bishop has to stay after church a long time after everyone else goes home. I'd like to take him a snack." The next week, my brother Tyler and I took blueberry muffins to Bishop Schmidt after church. My mom said that I'm following Jesus when I think of other people. I'm thankful for our bishop and for all the time he gives to our ward. Stick Teepees by Mia Lichty. The prophet has asked us to love thy neighbor as Jesus Christ did. My sister Lynn and I like to build teepees in our yard out of sticks and leaves. Our next-door neighbor likes building teepees, too. She took our sticks and said that they were hers. We argued about it. We apologized for arguing, and she invited us into her yard. "But," she said, "if you come into my yard, you have to promise that you will not take my sticks." She wanted us to swear by Heavenly Father's name. We told her we can't do that because of our religion. We explained that we use Heavenly Father's name reverently because we love him. She didn't know what reverent means, so we told her. We promised in our own way that we wouldn't take her sticks, and we've been friends ever since. Sunday Parties by Matthew Jenkins. One day I received a party invitation from one of my best friends, Joshua. The only problem was that his party was going to be on Sunday. I told him that I really wanted to be with him on his birthday, but that Sunday was a Sabbath day and not a day for me to go to parties. I asked him if he could change it to Saturday so that I could go. I learned that since he is Jewish, his Sabbath day is on Saturday. Joshua understood why I couldn't come to his party. Instead, I took a present to his house on Tuesday after school and shared leftover cake from his party. Tuesday even turned out to be his real birthday, and it was fun to share it together. He had even saved a party bag and treats for me. That same week, I received another party invitation. It was to a bowling party of another kindergarten friend. His party was also on Sunday. Again, I decided to tell my friend Chase that I really wanted to be at his party, but that Sunday was a Sabbath day, and I didn't go to parties on Sundays. Instead, my mom picked us boys up from school and surprised us with lunch and two games of bowling. It makes me feel happy inside to know that I can do both, keep the Sabbath day holy, and share in celebrating birthdays with my friends. It also helps me feel like a missionary to teach my friends about the importance of honoring the Sabbath day. Since his party, Chase's mom has been asking my mom lots of questions about the church, and they have been interested in coming to ward activities with us. I hope they come, and I hope that they will join the church. Then Chase and his family can come to church with me on Sundays. End of Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ.
Our Creative Friends.